You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. And every week during this show, I'm really fortunate to be able to share the stories, the knowledge and the expertise of business leaders here in Oxfordshire, large and small. And this week is a really interesting one. So we're going to be talking about the Oxfordshire ecosystem and the STEM businesses that landscape the region. So it's going to be a really interesting one. And to do that, we're joined by three absolute local experts. We're joined by Olivia of Spacecraft Consulting. We're joined by Wendy of Oxford Innovation Space and also Plassey of Oxfordshire County Council. This is the Business Brunch. I look forward to welcoming our three absolute experts after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're talking all about this wonderful ecosystem that we have here in Oxfordshire that is renowned throughout the world. And we're joined by three very well-known faces of that ecosystem that gives so much. So let's start by introducing them. So Plassey, I'm going to start with you, if that's okay. For those who aren't familiar with you, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Plassey and I lead... I work at Oxfordshire County Council and I lead on that kind of international compelling narrative to describe and attract more companies into the area, pointing out how special Oxfordshire is, the sectors that is leading, the green credentials, what we're driving, what makes it an incredible community and so on. And I'm also fortunate enough to be able to lead on all our sectors coming together on a regular basis to discuss how to work and collaborate more often and more effectively.
Amazing. And Wendy, what about yourself?
Hi, Ben. Thank you. Well, I'm Wendy and I work for an organisation called Oxford Innovation Space. We have been in the ecosystem for over 40 years now. And the part of the company I work for provides flexible workspaces. So we have 8 innovation centres in Oxfordshire, but we're quite clear that we don't just provide the spaces. And my role within that little ecosystem is to help the companies in the centres start, thrive and grow.
Amazing. And last but certainly not least, Olivia.
Hi, Ben. Thank you. So I'm Olivia Lane-Knott. I'm founder of Spacecraft Consulting. I work with many of Oxfordshire's leading science, innovation and business destinations, so such as Bicester Ocean, Milton Park, the Oxford Trust's 2 innovation centres in the city centre in Headington and Wootton Science Park. And I help them tell their stories and the scale stories of the companies that are based in those places, helping them to attract investment, attract talent, and ultimately help more companies choose to start, grow, and stay in this awesome county. And so I'm advising on brand and marketing and PR and communications. And we live just north of Bicester, and I came here nearly 20 years ago because my husband was then a Formula One engineer, and we've been here ever since, and I absolutely love it.
Amazing. No, brilliant. Thank you so much, the three of you, for your intros. Lots more to unpack over the remainder of the show. But as I pre-warned you, there's 3 really tough questions because you're all experts in the innovation sense. So let's be a radio DJ just for a moment. Olivia, I'm going to pick on you first. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
My song choice, Ben, is My Universe by Coldplay. It's a song that's very special to me personally because it's about family, love and people who matter the most in our lives. But also it reflects something I genuinely love about Oxfordshire. And I think at the heart of everything we do, it's always about people. We've got brilliant scientists and entrepreneurs and engineers and researchers and inventors and investors and everything. And they all come together as a universe to solve problems and create opportunities. And I think that this song always just reminds me that we never achieve anything just on our own, and it's always about being together. And I think it feels quite relevant for today's conversation about the innovation ecosystem.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. I'm following that very good song choice chosen by Olivia. We've heard from our three experts. So we've got Olivia from Spacecraft Consulting, Wendy of Oxford Innovation Space, and Plassey of Oxfordshire County Council. And together we're talking about the Oxfordshire innovation ecosystem and how STEM businesses really landscape the region. So Plassey, I'm going to start with a really big question, if that's okay. What is the Oxfordshire innovation ecosystem, and how is it made up? Well, you're on mute, Plassey. Sorry.
I'm muted because the dog was in the background. If we think about an ecosystem, we automatically think about some geographical landscape where there is living and life and nature and so on. When we think about an ecosystem in the sense of a business ecosystem, sector and innovation, we think about the multiple different parts that make an entity. So not something physically as such, but whatever it makes an entity itself or an environment or what we call an ecosystem. The innovation ecosystem normally has five parts. Four of six. I like six because I add my own little one, see what the other two experts think. But, you know, you have an innovation ecosystem where you have the local authorities, you have the IP, you have those ideas that then convert into the businesses. You get the funding, which is necessary. So those funders that need to fund those ideas, the accommodation that they need to move into, so that support space that they need to. That's kind of a defined innovation ecosystem, which is very generic. I like to add the human capital. So I like to add the people that makes the innovation ecosystem what it is. And in Oxfordshire, I think, and they are represented in each part of that ecosystem. So, you know, in the property side of it, it's the people that make those incubation facilities and those science and technology part special, like Wendy supporting the company so that they can scale and grow. At the funders level is those investors and those ones that are driving funding for the companies that have got that relationship with the companies themselves to support them. So for me, the human capital joins them all together. And I don't think we can replace that at all. Oxfordshire is particularly special because we are such a hotbed of innovation by default, spinning from the university. I think if you look at reports, we've been spinning over 350 companies within the innovation sector from the university since 1987, something like that. Although the first one was 1959 with Oxford Instruments and Lady Wood. So we have got a number of assets within Oxfordshire, which are incredible, which are very high level, high impact in all those five parts. But all of it, we've got an incredible, driven, clever human capital that makes Oxfordshire very special.
Amazing. No, thank you. And Wendy, I think one of the things that's really so vital to organisations, particularly in that incubator stage, is being in the right space and being surrounded by a network. And I think one of the things that you mentioned in your intro, and I know Oxford Innovation have such a reputation for, is really kind of metaphorically wrapping their arms around. Talk to me a little bit about how you look after your service users and really kind of your advice around that kind of that early support for an organization.
Well, I mean, I always say that when a founder starts a business, they're usually starting from a technical standpoint. In my world, they're usually starting from a technical standpoint, and they usually start with some really great idea. And that's wonderful, and usually they're experts in that particular subject matter. But when they start a business, there's so much more to learn, and no business comes with a manual. No one, you know, there's no A to Z of how to run a business, or even if there is, when you get to B, it's kind of gone out of the window anyway. So I think part of what I do is help them understand how to create good foundations for a business. And that's quite important because, again, it's very difficult to retrofit that. If they've got something slightly wrong at the beginning, it's like not having the good foundations for your castle. It's sort of everything else is going to fall apart eventually. So I always say there are sort of four ways in which I do it. One is one-to-one coaching. So and one of the interesting things about my world is that people will come out of university or out of big business. A lot of people like to start a company because they're fed up with the corporate rat race. And then they actually then weirdly need somebody to be accountable to. So I'll have a regular coaching session with somebody every month or every 6 weeks or so. We'll decide what their goals are for that period of time. And then we'll revisit that 6 weeks later and find out how they've got on, what barriers they've encountered. So that's quite a big part of what I do. Another part of what I do is that, again, what I tend to see is companies come in, they come into their offices, into their labs, into their workspaces. They shut the doors and they're busy, 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 head down, not able to look outside. But I've got the privilege of being able to scout the ecosystem, to have a look and find out what opportunities are out there, what may be coming up that could be a threat. And they usually know that if they receive an email, a specific email from me, that it's quite tailored to what they do. So those two things, I suppose, form the backbone. But the other things are none of them come with the full set of skills and knowledge they need. So I'll do anything to help with that, workshops, seminars, et cetera, et cetera. But then another one of the big things is the community itself is so knowledgeable. So there are so many people who've been on that journey slightly before somebody else, or they've had a bit of a pitfall and they said, don't do it this way. So it's harnessing the value of that community and making that work well.
No, really, really insightful. And Olivia, I know that from previous shows that we've run, and you know, living in Oxfordshire for 36 years, Oxfordshire is very much a unique place. But what makes Oxfordshire work?
I think to absolutely echo Plassey and Wendy's comments is that I think it's so successful because all these pieces exist together. You can have brilliant research, but if there's nowhere for companies to grow, they'll leave. You can have fantastic buildings, but if there isn't talent, companies won't come. You can have great businesses, but if there isn't investment, they won't scale. And I think you can have all of that, but if you haven't got the collaboration connectivity, then you miss opportunities. But actually, what I think Oxfordshire's greatest competitive advantage is that it isn't any one company, building or organization, it's talent. And to Wendy's point as well, that I think you've got this incredible concentration of world-class scientists and engineers and entrepreneurs and researchers in actually quite a small geography, but also talent attracts talent. And I think what we've seen is, you know, why did Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle, choose to invest billions in Oxford, building the new Ellison Institute of Technology? I mean, it's because the talent is here. Why did Audi Revolut F1 team based in Germany and Switzerland decide to establish its new technical centre at Bicester Motion? It's because the engineering expertise is here, you know. And why are global life sciences companies continue to invest in Oxfordshire? It's because the science is here. And you've also got Oxfordshire as Motorsport Valley. Why? Because you've got generations of engineering excellence, which have created one of the most talented and specialised clusters anywhere in the world. So I think it's about talent creating ecosystems, and you know, our role and one of the roles that I'm involved in is ensuring that the world knows where that talent is and what's going on. But I think that's just so vital and important. And as Wendy says, you know, there is so much knowledge sharing here and collaboration and community. That's what makes us an amazing place to be.
Absolutely. And Plassey, I think one of the things that the three of you are brilliant at is connecting people. And it'd just be quite useful though, I think, for the listeners just to talk about that real benefit of that collaboration. And whilst you may run a very technical brand, the benefits of working with other, like-minded individuals at different phases of their journey. Just give that insight if that's okay.
I think this is very much about relationship building. So, you can build an ecosystem, but if you don't have the relationship with the other parts of the ecosystem, the parts will never talk to each other. And there are quite a few. Luckily and very fortunately, we do have quite a few selfless individuals in Oxfordshire that are willing to connect and share knowledge and share contacts. So Leaves and Wendy and I could tell you Ryan from the BIPC and others. You yourself, you're very good at doing that through this program and the networking scene. The benefits are not. I mean, you might think that the benefits need to come soon, but the benefits will take some time. Sometimes, it's a ripple effect. The benefits of relationship of having a strong relationship on all these parts of an ecosystem goes from being able to unlock funding for infrastructure, which people don't think about that, So you as a joint effort are able to try to get funding for roads, for access roads, for bridges, for other infrastructure. Other benefits will be job creation. So you do get companies spinning out of the university. You support them or not spinning out from the university because not all our startups are from the university. Quite a high percentage are from research facilities, from workshops, the tinkering away in a workshop and the startup comes in. And they create all these incredible jobs and a number of jobs that we really take for granted, if I'm honest. So job creation, unlocking funding for what we call capital investment in terms of kind of more professional ways, and then contributing to what we call sustainable growth or sustainable community. And that's where we're able to see some of the impact in our own physical environment by supporting with funding coming through from the innovation ecosystem, the creation of green spaces, the creation of community spaces. I think Liv has been working with Oxford North and they've done enormous stuff around the creation of green spaces, sustainable green spaces before they even finish the built up base. So you only have to look at master plans of what's coming in the commercial sector and you know how important Oxford University developments with the community being in the core of the development, how important community and that green environment is key to the growth or the build of the innovation ecosystem. So I think to three things particularly. Obviously, the relationships, Wendy and Leaves, I can pick up the phone and ask for anything, and they will no doubt be there with a name, with a premise to have an event or even hosting an event, emceeing an event. And like that, we're very lucky in that we do have a lot of Wendy's and Leaves in the ecosystem. But I think the job creation, the sustainable growth, sustainable economy, which is key in any development nowadays, and that investment into capital, which at the same time is felt by the residents of Oxfordshire, not just the businesses, residents of Oxfordshire.
No, really, really insightful. Wendy, it's time for you to have a short straw. As with Olivia, with her very high bar earlier, you have chosen a song for our listeners. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Well, mine is a lot more personal and not as thought through as Olivia's. But my song choice is Layla by Eric Clapton. And that's just because I've been an Eric Clapton fan all my life, I suppose. And we've just waved goodbye to our dear little cat called Layla, who we've had for 21 years. So it's Layla, dedicated to the cat.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is the Business Brunch, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio, following that lovely tribute to the wonderful cat, Layla. We've heard from our three experts. We have Olivia of Spacecraft Consulting, Wendy of Oxford Innovation Space, and Plassey of Oxfordshire County Council. And if you don't know these three experts, I definitely recommend getting yourself onto LinkedIn and giving them a follow, because they share so much interesting content. Today we're talking about the Oxfordshire Innovation ecosystem. So Wendy, I'm keen to really kind of bring the conversation on to anchoring, if that's okay. So I know that we have some wonderful organizations that are spinning out of the university and starting up, and as Olivia touched on earlier, we're having a lot of organizations that are really trying to come to Oxford. But what is the anchoring challenge, and I guess what can we do more as a county to ensure more organizations don't go out of the back door?
It's a good point, and I think once a company from outside comes into Oxfordshire, it's unusual for them, I think, to leave. But I think where we see the biggest challenge is because we are so good at starting, incubating early stage companies, especially spin outs from universities, but not necessarily only those. And I think what then tends to happen is they grow and leave. And I mean, it's a well-known sort of fact of Oxfordshire. So where we need to do more, I think, is to hang on to these really talented, really exciting potential unicorns who don't tend to stay here as much as we'd like them to. I don't know what we could do more. I think one thing that probably is an anchor point, and we've probably not mentioned so far, is clusters. So again, in Oxfordshire, as part of the ecosystem, they're ecosystems within the ecosystem, aren't they? So we've got some really significant clusters: the fusion cluster, quantum cluster, high-tech engineering, life sciences. And I think maybe it's making more of that, because once you've got those connections, once you've built those relationships, it becomes harder to go. It becomes easier to stay, because everything you need is within the cluster. Everything you know, you know where to turn for supply chains and for talent and all those great things. So whether we should be making more of the clusters, I don't know. The other thing that has been mentioned in the past is that although Plassey and Olivia and I know the ecosystem really well, it's always seen as being quite impenetrable to the outside. And I think, as Plassey said earlier, there are plenty of networkers who network within that ecosystem who are so connected. So again, you know, as Plassey said, if I need somebody, I need a particular resource, or I need an answer to a question, I've got some really good people I can reach out to find that. So as long as somebody can find a networker, they usually can find their way around the ecosystem. And maybe that's something we need to make more obvious. Not sure.
No, really, really insightful. I think from my own experiences, I think people want to help, as simple as that sounds. I think that, you know, when you meet great people, they in the Oxfordshire ecosystem, people want to help. So really, really good points there. Olivia, I'm keen to talk marketing, if that's okay. A subject that you know very well. Brand Oxford. Is it good at telling its story?
So I think it really is. I think partly you can start with that it's such a globally recognised place and brand name around the world. I think people immediately associate Oxford with excellence, but I think they think of the university, obviously, they think of the Dreaming Spires, they think of punting, they could think of the libraries and museums, they could think of, you know, literary legends such as J.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and Lewis Carroll, and of course Harry Potter, that we can't forget. But I think that global recognition is definitely a really big asset. I think what excites me is the next chapter of that story, and I think people are discovering the wider Oxfordshire ecosystem beyond just universities and colleges. And I think, you can think about the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine that demonstrated Oxford's ability to have a global impact. You know, the university's work on the Ebola vaccine at the moment in AI as well, medical science, countless spin-outs we've talked about. You know, there are just remarkable stories every day emerging from Oxfordshire. And I think, I can give, for example, at Milton Park, there's Tokamak Energy, and that's working on fusion energy. And that technology one day could provide cleaner, virtually limitless power for future generations. You know, that is mind-blowing. No recent part of a brilliant event that Plassey arranged celebrating Tokamak and others. There's, other research, other success stories, and one of Oxfordshire's greatest is Immunicore, also based at Milton Park, but that started University of Oxford research. It's become NASDAQ listed. It's developing pioneering cancer treatments. And their work has gone from laboratory to the clinic, and actually very personally for me is now helping treat a family friend with leukemia. You know, this is real world impact. And this is why I think Brand Oxford is so incredibly strong. So there's also another great story. Neurotex is based in the Oxford Trust's Innovation Centre in Headington, the Wood Centre for Innovation. They're using spider silk from the Madagascan global orb spider to help repair damaged nerves. And to put it in the simplest possible way, the spider silk is acting as a scaffold to repair these damaged nerves. It's extraordinary, but it's gonna absolutely transform patient outcome. And this is just happening in a very small part of Headington, which is a wider cluster. And it's these stories that are coming out every day that of this innovation that is happening on our doorstep. And you've got Wild Bioscience, they're looking at more sustainable crops in a changing climate. You've got Zero Petroleum at Bicester Motion that's developing sustainable synthetic fuels that could literally transform how we fly and travel around the globe. And then there's quantum technologies. It's not an issue of a lack of stories in Oxford. There are just so many extraordinary stories to tell, and it's how do we make sure we're telling these, because they are just mind-blowing.
What's your take on that piece, Plassey?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow up with this one, and I think follow up with Wendy's as well. And I think the three of us have seen probably in over 20 years, 26 years, 27 years that I've been since I started my first incubator, is that we shy away of telling how good we are and how great we are. We're not good at actually getting, cocky about ourselves and saying, look at us, we're amazing, we do all these, and and look at the companies that we have, and look at how many world problems, well-being problems, health problems we're helping to solve, because naturally we're not conditioned to do that. And I think we need to go through a process in which it's okay to actually blow your own trumpet. You need to know when to do it and with what story to do it. And we need to be more celebratory of the good stuff that is happening in Oxfordshire. Because you go to a lot of panels and a lot of events, and a lot of these ones are always talking about, the lack of, the challenges that we face, the obstacles that we've seen, but we never talk about the good stuff. And I think we need, it's okay. Yes, of course we need to talk about challenges and obstacles and problems, but we also need to build up the brand and reward those relationships and those parts of the ecosystem by actually telling them, you're brilliant, let me tell your story, not just to Oxfordshire, but to the nation and to the world. And I think we need to get a little bit more confident in telling that story and use the ones that Leaves provides or Wendy incubates, or I am lucky to meet by serendipity sometimes, or by work other times. We need to be better and more confident in doing so.
It's really, really interesting, isn't it? Because it can be so human nature to be very modest and not want to come across as showing off. But actually, by having those aspirational businesses and having those aspirational business leaders, it can make such an impact. Wendy, I'm keen to come across here and talk about the role of coaching under this topic, if that's okay. I know that not every organisation uses a coach, but there's massive benefits, isn't there? Particularly within the innovation space. Talk to me about your perspective on the coaching piece and some of those benefits, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. And I'm a huge advocate of coaching. So, and recently, I suppose a year or so ago, I thought I had been coaching for a very long time, but I had a coaching course, got some qualifications, and that really helped because the power of coaching is such that you literally help somebody solve their own problems. And when you do that, watching the penny drop is so much more rewarding. And if somebody sorts their own problem out, they own it. Rather than being told what to do, and there are lots of advisors who will tell a company what to do, when you help a company find, or a founder or an owner find their own solution, it's much more powerful and they're much more likely to do something about it. But that extends as well into the fact that we also do peer coaching. So we have peer networks where we have a sort of formula, if you like, a methodology, and we get voted to sit in a room and help solve other people's problems. And again, that in itself is really powerful because not only does one person get a whole stack of input from people willingly giving their time, if you do go through this process, you the people who are inputting, the peers around the table, also learn a lot from it. And it's a really powerful way of working with companies. And that's because insight builds on insight. Question builds on, somebody will ask a question that will spark a thought in somebody else's mind. And then that gets accelerated and that gets built on. And so the whole is much greater than the sum of the parts. So we at Oxford Innovation Space, all of the people that do the role that I'm in, we're all coaches. We all know that, we all work on a coaching culture. Sometimes you need to be directive. So sometimes, I mean, a classic is it will take a long time to coach a cash flow forecast. If you have to sit somebody now, what do you think is the right answer? Sometimes you have to tell people how to do things. But I think as well, if you keep that to a minimum, you do a bit of mentoring, but in the main, I do a lot of coaching. Again, another thing that I find with coaching is sometimes, because it's a really lonely place to be a founder, sometimes it's not even coaching. Sometimes it's just offloading and having somebody completely impartial. It's not your wife, it's not your boss, it's not your senior management team, can't talk to a member of staff, but somebody who's just going to sort of feedback some questions and get you to think slightly differently, can really change how somebody feels. And I think that's, for me, I would say that's quite a common thing that I do, is that I'll get a founder come in with total overwhelm, and an hour later they're sort of saying, "Oh, that's great. I know what I'm going to do now. I've really sort of you've helped me sort my thoughts out." And basically, I maybe asked a few questions, but haven't input. It's all them, but it's just got their thoughts out. It sorted them, helped them sort it out, and rearrange it so that it makes much more sense. So it is a powerful tool. I think the final part of that is just trying to encourage people to use it more in their own businesses. So instead of a sort of top down, I'm going to tell you what to do, it's let's coach everybody within the business. Let's have a coaching culture where feedback is commonplace. It's not exceptional. We're just nudging everybody so that they're all pointing in the right direction. So I think it is one of the most powerful things that you can do.
Totally. No, totally. Really, really good. Plassey, Wendy and Olivia have set a high bar. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Okay, mine, I think everyone is going to go, why? What? Mine is This Will Be an Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole. Not one that many people know, obviously. She's Nat King Cole's daughter. And the reason why is because it's such an uplifting, obviously, such an uplifting song. But I Love Love, which is a new, you know, you don't hear that from many people who are single. I actually love love. But the love of my life has very much been very consistently, apart from my son, Oxfordshire. So I first came in 1991 as an au pair. I fell in love with the place. I went back to Spain and I missed it so much that 2 years down the line, I came back, much to the disappointment of my parents and friends, and never went back because that initial love at first sight that I had with Oxfordshire just got better and better and better. And Oxfordshire, and that love that has evolved, as any other love with a human person or any love, it has had ups and downs, and you know, we've had breakups and we've had ways of coming together, and it has actually, Oxfordshire has been the place where I have fell in love with myself as well, through many ups and downs. And I'm in a position now and in a place where I am very much in love with all the parts of myself, my ecosystem, but very much in love with Oxfordshire. I don't think that love will ever go. So that's very corny, I think, everyone might think. But when I was trying to think about why, it is that kind of, that's the reason. I don't have a cat.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that very, very fitting song, chosen by Plassey, and Plassey, Oxygen Loves You Too. We have heard from our three experts all about the innovation ecosystem here in Oxfordshire. And I guess I'm keen to come across to you, if that's okay, Olivia, the discovery to delivery. So if we're looking at kind of that, how that innovation gets to the point of impact, talk to me about kind of some of your perspectives there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I kind of always, going back to kind of your original question about, you know, the ecosystem, because I always kind of think of it a bit like a relay race, that you've got a researcher, developers, an idea, the idea becomes a spin out, the innovation centre gives it somewhere to start, the investor provides the funding, the science part gives it room to grow, a large company then obviously partners with it normally, and then that company creates more jobs and products and impact around the world. And no single organisation can do all of that. And I think success comes from kind of handing that baton, you know, around the ecosystem, and actually is then from discovery to delivery. And I think Oxford has always been absolutely brilliant at discovery, and I think what always excites me about working here is when you see that discovery translated into businesses. And we are seeing more scale-ups and more investment and more venture capital coming in. There's more laboratory space and more choice. There's the infrastructure point, Plassey, you know, challenges around power, so important, you know, to be here. But I think generally there's more confidence, and there's more global interest. And I think what's really exciting is innovation going from innovation to impact. And that is what has an impact on people's lives, you know, not just in terms of what that discovery and that innovation is, but creating jobs and skills and opportunities for also equally, you know, very deprived communities. How there's lots of outreach that happens in Oxford through Science Oxford and many other organisations to try and make sure that everybody is on this journey and everybody is experiencing this kind of inclusive growth, and making sure that we're also nurturing the scientists and the technologists of the future, because that is then great impact as well. So yeah, from it's wonderful when you see discovery going to delivery and then also that impact and how that happens and impacts so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm. No, amazing, amazing. We are coming towards the final stint of the show. I can't believe how quickly the time's gone. And I feel very cheeky asking this because you've been given lots of tips throughout the show. But what I would love to do is to leave our listeners just with a top tip, if that's okay. Whether it be something that we've already given that you would just love our guests to underline in their notepad, or whether it be something completely new for our listeners to maybe think about. I'm going to start with you, Plassey, if that's okay. What's your lasting top tip for our listeners?
I think mine is don't be afraid to reach out. So we do get, you meet people and Gen Z is not afraid to reach out. Mm. You know, I probably get more requests and more DMs on LinkedIn from Gen Z than any other generation. So I think they're very confident and good on them. We need to make sure that we support them. But don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to email someone, and don't be afraid to make that call, because it's the difference between getting funding, getting that introduction, scaling, or your first sale, you know, or your first employee. So don't be afraid to reach out will be mine.
Mm, amazing. And Wendy, what about yourself?
Well, I think Plassey's stolen mine. But I think it's exactly that. So don't be afraid to ask for help. And reach out to somebody who you know is well connected, because they'll join the dots. Mm. You may not know straight away who it is or what it is you need, but just start asking those questions, ask for help, and eventually you'll find the answer.
Amazing. And last but certainly not least, Olivia.
I would say it's being authentic in your storytelling. Be authentic, be true, be genuine, but equally get out there and tell your story, because there are amazing stories that we haven't even touched upon today that are out there ready to be unlocked. And you never know when you unlock that, what that leads to in terms of future opportunities.
No, totally. Totally. Amazing. Well, thank you so much to the three of you for your time and such an insightful discussion. I really wish we had 2 hours, maybe a future opportunity. But if you have just tuned in, we've been joined by Olivia of Spacecraft Consulting, Wendy of Oxford Innovation Space, and Plassey of Oxfordshire County Council. Just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the radio or in line all across Oxfordshire. If you prefer podcasts, do look out for the podcast version, which goes out on every major podcast platform and is released on the Monday morning. Or if you'd like to see my lovely guests, do look out for the video version, which goes out on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, try and be innovative, and we'll see you next week.